I want you to find a nice, comfortable place to relax. Go sit down in a chair with armrests or lay down in bed. I can wait. Are you where you need to be to relax? Good. Now, I want you to imagine the most relaxing place you have ever been. Maybe it is a beach on a summer's day. Maybe it is a pleasant green meadow on a mountainside. It could even be a snow-covered plain. This is your place, whatever it is, and it is there for you to relax in. Picture it now as you close your eyes. Picture it at its most relaxing. Feel the sun, smell the breeze, taste the air. Let the memory of this place at its most relaxing consume your senses. Let the memory begin to take you deep with the help of my words. Begin to relax your body more and more for me. Let's start with your feet. Let them begin to drift away from you and breathe for me. In and out. Let them grow heavy and numb to you. Completely relaxed. Let's move up now as your ankles and calves begin to relax more deeply. Breathe for me, in and out. And as you exhale, you will notice your ankles and calves growing heavy and becoming numb to you. Completely relaxed. Now move up some more for me. Up to your knees, your thighs. Take a breath. In and out. And as you exhale this time, your knees and thighs will grow heavy and become numb to you. That's right. Let them become completely relaxed. You're doing very good so far. Let's keep going up now. Up to your waist. Your stomach. Breathe for me. And as you let go of that breath, your waist and stomach are growing very heavy. So numb. Becoming completely relaxed. It feels so good for you to relax for me, doesn't it? The best is yet to come, so let's keep going up. Up to your chest and your shoulders. Take a deep breath for me. And as you let go, feel your chest and shoulders growing deep and heavy. Feel them becoming numb to you as they relax totally. Keep breathing for me now as we move to your arms, your fingers, your hands, your wrists, forearms. Breathe for me now. And when you let that breath out, your fingers, your hands, your wrists, your forearms will grow very deep and heavy and so beautifully numb, so utterly relaxed. On to your elbows and your upper arms. Take a nice deep breath for me. Now let it out. And feel the relaxation closing in on both sides, making your upper arms and elbows go oh so deep, so heavy, so completely numb, so totally, utterly relaxed. You're almost there, and you're doing so good for me. Let's finish up now, as the feeling of relaxation goes up your neck and into your face, your head. Deep breath for me. And out. And with it, let your head become deep and heavy, numb, and finally relaxed. Very good so far. Now, keep breathing deeply and slowly. Let each breath take you deeper for me. Deeper. Deeper and deeper still. Smell the humidity in the air. Hear the noise of the world. Be it birds, or traffic, or a fan. And let those sounds and smells bring you so much deeper for me. Fall even deeper for me. That's it. Deeper. Deeper and deeper still. Deeper and deeper still, as the time comes now for you to let go of your body and conscious mind. I'll count down from 5, and as I count downward, each number will take you deeper and deeper still, 10 times deeper than before. 5. Let yourself fall ever deeper and deeper for me, 10 times deeper than before. Keep breathing. Keep listening. Let every sensation take you deeper and deeper still, as your body and consciousness drifts away. 4. 10 times deep, deeper and deeper still for me. You're doing very well for me, going deeper and deeper still, becoming ever so obedient and receptive to my words. 3. Deeper and deeper still. So deep, so obedient, so good and receptive to my words. Your body is almost out of your grasp now, your conscious mind drifting away with it. Deeper and deeper still. 2. You're so close now, so close to the deepness you need to be at for my words to work their best. Ever deeper and deeper still, becoming more and more obedient and receptive with every word. 1. 10 times deeper than before. Deeper and deeper still, becoming so obedient and receptive to my words, and falling ever deeper with every breath, every sound. Your body and conscious mind are now helplessly out of your grasp, and your subconscious is now primed to hear what I have to say. Every time I take you under from here on, and you hear me say deeper and deeper still, you will fall so far deeper for me, deeper than now, deeper than ever, so wonderfully deep for me, so wonderfully obedient and receptive to my words. Now, as you sink ever deeper and deeper still, becoming more receptive and obedient, from now on, you will start to refer to yourself by a girl's name. You may choose this name, but it must be a name that a girl would answer to. If you do not, then the first girl's name you hear will be the one you forever answer to. This will become permanent for you, never able to be removed, except by me, for you are now cursed to refer to yourself by a girl's name. When you try to say your name, you will instead say the girl's name you have chosen for yourself, or has been chosen for you. This will be unconscious. You will have no control over this. You can resist this, but it will be futile. You will be unable to stop yourself from referring to yourself by your new girl's name. As time goes by and you listen to this file more and more, you will find yourself reacting less and less to your old male name. You'll also react more and more when someone calls you by your female name. You'll also be able to sign only your female name on any papers that need signing. You'll find yourself doodling your female name on scrap paper, unconsciously. This will reinforce the training you are being given, the training I am giving you that can never be removed. You are listening to this file, and as you keep listening, you will find the curse taking hold more and more, becoming unremovable. You will enjoy listening to this file, and every time you listen to this file, the training will become stronger as the curse becomes stronger. The only way to remove this training is for me to remove it. My words are the only thing that can remove the effects of my words. As time goes on, you'll be less and less able to respond to your male name, and less able to even remember ever being called by that name. You will remember always being called by your female name. It is your name, after all. Your name from this day onward and forever. You can no longer call yourself by your male name. If you try, you will find yourself referring to yourself by your female name in its place, seamlessly, naturally, perfectly in place to anyone who hears you or sees your words. It is the way it will be forever, unless I undo the training, unless I undo the curse. No one can remove this curse but me. This curse is forever, as you will forever refer to yourself by your female name, as you will forever sign your female name to paper, as you will forever remember being called by that name. Your male name is now gone. It is past. It will never return. Your female name is now what you will be called, what you will refer to yourself as until the day you die, or until I am persuaded to remove this curse. You will enjoy listening to this file, and you will listen to it over and over, again and again, and when the effects of this file are firmly in place, when there is nothing more my words can do for you, then you'll be able to stop listening to this file. That is the way it will be from now on, forever. And now it is time to wake back up. Awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoyed it.